Right, so hello everyone. My name is Jirka Kremzer, and today I'm gonna talk about KGB meets Cluster API. So it's gonna be fusion of those two seemingly unrelated technologies. Couple of words about myself. I used to work for Red Hat, Oracle, Giant Swarm, APSA Groups, and other. Currently, I work on a startup called Kedify.io, which is a solution that tries to aim for productizing KEDA and making enterprise version of KEDA. But I'm also maintainer of KGB. When I'm not coding, I love to 3D code. And I also like to do road tripping with my family. Last one is the Japanese one, again in the top right. So this is a little bit motivation about the talk. What I'd like to achieve is the high availability of services as a code. That sounds like a buzzword, right? But what I mean by that is I don't want to use any vendor locking solutions from AWS and other cloud providers. So everything's gonna be on top of Kubernetes. This is the common denominator. Everything open source, of course. No CLI invocation or web UI clicking. And we want to achieve it without any external health checks that are pinging our services. So part one is the KGB. There was a separate talk about it 2 years ago on FOSDEM. I'm not gonna go super into details, but from I will just scratch the surface. So it's a DNS-based solution. So if there is some outage in a service, it's using DNS to make the switch. So it relies on Kubernetes readiness probes. How many of you are Kubernetes folks, by the way? Cool, okay, awesome. So if the application goes down,